I'm Phil Nee. The summer sports season is underway with basketball and softball and baseball. Last night in baseball action, the Ithaca summer team scored a couple of wins, first over Adams Friendship, as it was a good night for the team. Freshman Caden Keller had a great game, including an in-the-park home run. Sammy Clary with a good game pitching and hitting, including a triple in last night's game for the Bulldogs. He had a couple of hits. Caden Keller had a couple of hits, and Ithaca won by a score of 6-2. In game two, Devin Iam pitched well the entire game. Closest scoring runs in the sixth inning. The Bulldogs picked up the victory. That final count was 3-2. Also, Sammy Clary and Mac Neef started with walks. Cole Brownlee hit a triple to get them in. Then Cody Burns had a bunt for a suicide squeeze to get the run across. The Bulldogs picked up win number two last night on a total of just four hits. 3-2, the final score victory. All-State softball honors have been announced recently, and WRCO's Michael Hernan has more about some of the local players.
Here are the players of the year from each division. In Division 1, it was Carly Meredith from Kokona. Division 2, it was Sailor Timmerman from Lakeland. In Division 3, it was Caitlin Callahan of Michicot. In Division 4, it was Grace Harum from Fall Creek. And in Division 5, it was Peyton Mankle from Pacelli. The coach of the year was John P. Ruffalo from Kenosha Bradford, and the ump of the year was Pat Latour. Here are the local players that made the All-State team, starting with the small team that is made up of Division 4 and 5. In the first team, Peyton Guile from Cuba City, Eliza Gordon from Barneveld, Greta Grassel from Boscobel, and Jenna James from Fenimore. The second team is made up of Bronwyn Halverson from Highland, Michelin Hansen from Hillsboro, Maddie Cabot from Mineral Point, and Allie Wall from Wazika Steuben. Honorable mention team, Kayan Furrer from Fenimore, Addie McNett from Belmont, Lily Mitchick from Highland, and Addie Schaff from Cuba City. In the medium team that is made up of Divisions 2 and 3, first team, Josie Brudos from West Salem, and Kylie Molliter from Reedsburg. The second team, Megan Johnson from West Salem, and honorable mention, Jace Holman from Mount Horeb, Scout Hall from Prairie du Chien, and Sydney Rossler from West Salem. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Well, Church League softball went on last night at Crosscut Park. Church of the Nazarene is still undefeated as they pounded out almost 30 hits, handling Free Methodist 17-2. Ryan Gaston, Zach Harris, Jared McCullum, and Dustin were all 4-for-4 in the win. Joshua Hassel made two fantastic catches in the outfield for Free Methodist. St. Mary's remains in second place as they outscored Bethel Lutheran 29-16. Bethel had built a 16-13 lead, but St. Mary scored 16 unanswered runs to get the victory. Dan Makovic reached base safely five times and scored four runs for St. Mary's. All but one player in the St. Mary's lineup had at least one run scored. Richland Baptist Temple Team 1 edged Boscobel Assembly of God 15-14. Fletcher Harper belted three home runs, and Daniel Burt was 2-for-4 with two RBIs. Baptist Temple 1 used a number of sharp defensive plays to seal the win. And the Mission outdueled Richland Baptist Temple 2, 9-7. Todd Earnessy went 4-for-4 in the win. Adam Windsor added a home run. Avery McGlynn was 3-for-3 to lead Baptist Temple 2. And Brady McGlynn played amazing defense. Action continues Tuesday night, June 25th, with Free Methodist taking on Baptist Temple 2 at 7. At 8:15, the Mission takes on Bethel Lutheran on the East Diamond. West Diamond, 7 o'clock, Richland Baptist Temple 1 will face Church of the Nazarene. And at 8:15 on the West, St. Mary's plays Boscobel Assembly of God. You can find out more at the rcchurchleague.com website. At Quail Run last night, Tuesday men's golf league action, Keith Lang and Josh Coy tied for the top scores, 36s, Keith with a birdie on hole 8 and Josh with a birdie on hole 1. Joe Halverson with a 39 came in third with a birdie on hole 5. Then Neil Mahoney with a 41 and Aaron Halverson, Pat Keegan, Jake Colloy, and Andy Marshall all had 42s. Other golfers with holes played under par, Tony Doherty with a birdie on hole 8. J.J. Klatt also birdied hole 8. Flag Prize winners, Jake Colloy, the longest drive in the fairway on hole one. Jake also with the closest to the pin on hole three honor last night. Rod Reitz with the longest putt on hole five. J.J. Klatt with the closest to the pin shot on hole seven. And Jake Colloy closest second shot on hole number nine at Quail Run last night. Sal Frelick jumped high over the fence in right center field to bring back a home run, and the Brewers picked up a 6-3 win over the Angels last night. Milwaukee led 6-0, entering the bottom of the ninth inning. Tobias Meyer started and earned the win with 6 1/3 scoreless innings of pitching for the Brewers. Trevor Miguel with the save. Christian Yelich with his 7th home run early on to get him going.
And a drive to deep right field. It is up. It is way gone. Number 200 for Christian Yelich. That was shot out of a cannon.
Brewer manager Pat Murphy talked about Yelich's home run.
Yeah, I mean, scoring first is a big thing, you know, and for them to see Yelich do that, it's been a while, and he's seen him do that. That's a nice feeling, you know what I mean? I know everybody relaxes a little bit, but we're not playing great baseball by any stretch, but we did some really nice things. The defense that, you know, Churio's at bats tonight, you know, the big sack fly in a bases loaded situation when, you know, we had bases loaded, no out, so here we go again, punch, and then boom, big sack fly. I thought that was huge.
Rookie Jackson Churio had a little league home run when he circled the bases after his drive got away from the Angels outfield as well. And the Brewers leading 6-0 gave up 3 runs. There were 2 runners on when a long fly ball was caught for the final out.
McGill again, ready to go. Checks his runners. 1-2 pitch. Fly ball, right center. Back Frelick on the warning track. Leaping and he caught it! It's over! Sal Frelick up and over the yellow line. He robs a homer, and the Brewers end up winning this ball game by a final of 6-3.
The call on the Brewer Radio Network last night with Jeff Levering, and as far as that big play, well, it's happened a few times. Here again is manager Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in the outfield before the game. I talked to two of their players, Moniak and Adele. And we stood in the outfield. They were doing a drill, robbing home runs. And we stood in the outfield. And I said, hey, guys, let me ask you guys something. Like, is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever in the existence of the game? Like, this year, I've never seen so many home runs robbed. And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
The Brewers will send Freddy Peralta starting the rubber game of the series coming up later tonight. Elsewhere in interleague play, Atlanta was a winner against Detroit 2-1, the Mets 7-6 over Texas. In the American League, Cincinnati 2, Pittsburgh 1, Arizona 5-0 over Washington. Miami beat St. Louis 9-8, Philadelphia 4-3 over San Diego. The Cubs top San Francisco 5-2, and the Dodgers 11-9 over Colorado. In the American League, Seattle 8 and Cleveland 5, the Yankees 4-2 over Baltimore. Boston 4-3 winners against Toronto. The White Sox 2, Houston nothing. Minnesota 7-6 over Tampa Bay. Oakland 7 and Kansas City 5. Willie Mays, baseball's exuberant and electrifying Say Hey Kid, has died at 93. The Giants and Mays family jointly announced the death. The Giants center fielder with his signature basket catch was one of the game's greatest and most beloved players. He hit more than 600 home runs and totaled more than 3,000 hits and was a joy to behold in the outfield. His over-the-shoulder catch of a long drive in the 1954 World Series is one of baseball's most celebrated defensive feats. He had been baseball's oldest living Hall of Famer. And last night, Connor McDavid had 2 goals and 2 assists that added to his historic postseason. The Edmonton Oilers fended off elimination yet again by downing the Florida Panthers 4-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. I'm Phil Nee with sports.